USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump makes a brief but historic visit to North Korea.
We went and met at the line, and in meeting at the line, I said, would you like me to come across? He said, I would be so honored.
President Trump referring to his meeting in the demilitarized zone between the North and South, where he steps up face-to-face with North Korea's Kim Jong-un and the smiley men shake hands before walking into North Korea.
Stepping across that line was a great honor. A lot of progress has been made.
The president says the two leaders have agreed to resume nuclear negotiations and that he plans to have Kim Jong-un to the White House soon. Police in Portland, Oregon say opposing groups of protesters responsible for acts of violence late yesterday that resulted in several arrests, among those protesting members of Antifa and the Proud Boys. And this is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's once dominating lead in the Democratic presidential polls slipping now after what many viewed as a poor debate performance last week. His support dropping from over 41% to 31% after the Thursday debate, according to a Morning Consult poll. Kamala Harris earning the biggest bump, gaining 9 points to nearly 17% support since the debates. It was the first Major League Baseball game ever played in Europe. Yesterday's Yankee-Red Sox game was a slugfest. Played in London, the Yankees won it 17-13. Yankee outfielder Brett Gardner saying it felt like a playoff game.
Definitely feels almost like a World Series game or a playoff series. Very high intensity.
The second game of the short two-game series in London is to start at shortly after 10 this morning Eastern Time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Congress is a step closer to raising the federal smoking age to 21. A few days ago, a Senate panel passed a bipartisan bill to make it illegal to sell a tobacco product to any person under 21 years of age in all states. It would include members of the military, a category that's exempt in some states that have raised the legal age themselves. The Tobacco-Free Youth Act is a bipartisan bill co-sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia. Motorists in three states are quickly running out of time to fill their tanks before gasoline tax increases begin on Monday. That's tomorrow, and here's John Clemens with more.
The states claim they need the additional revenue to repair roads and for mass transit programs. Motorists are filling their tanks now before the increases go into effect July 1st. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there's going to be pain at the pump.
Illinois is raising its state tax 19 cents per gallon. Gas prices there will jump. Ohio is raising their tax 10.5 cents per gallon. And California is raising its gasoline tax 5.6 cents on July 1st. So all three of those states are going to see hefty jumps in gas prices.
And temperatures are so high in Spain that manure has reportedly self-ignited, causing a huge wildfire, as Europe is currently under an intense heat wave. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.